It's very collaborative. It's about a lot of teams, kind of small teams, and then building new and different teams. So you're not always on the same team, right? We do a lot of cross collaboration across our four offices because we find that innovation happens at those interfaces. When you put a material scientist in the same room as someone who specializes in antennas and signal processing, suddenly you're printing antennas with graphene on the sides of things, right? Suddenly you're doing new kind of cool, kind of interesting things and really then solving problems and solving gaps.
Welcome to Security Cleared Jobs, Who's Hiring and How, the podcast for cleared professionals looking for new opportunities and career advice. We go behind the scenes with recruiters and hiring managers from leading cleared employers to uncover the information you need to make a smart career move. Get ready for insights from this week's guest and your hosts, Kathleen Smith and Rachel Bozeman.
Hey there, it's Kathleen, and we're doing another show. Joining me, as always, is Ashley in the production booth and my lovely co-host that I have missed because you weren't with me last time. But thank you so much for coming back, Rachel. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you know I couldn't stay away. And back at you, my lovely co-host. Excited to be here for another great episode.
Yes, indeed it is, because it's one of my favorite kind of shows, because we have a guest from one of the research labs, and I always love talking about the research labs. I can go on and on and on and on about the research laboratories. Today we have Megan Hayes, who is the deputy director for the Applied Research Laboratory at Penn State. Hey, Megan!
Hi, it's lovely to meet you.
Great to meet you.
So, Megan, I just have to go ahead and rip off the Band-Aid and ask the question, how in the world did you end up in State College, Pennsylvania?
Oh, that's a great question. So I started in the DC area. I work for one of the IC agencies. Down living in the Beltway, doing the whole thing. And when I met my fiance, we decided to get married. DC was a little too crazy for us. And he's originally from Pennsylvania. My family has some roots there. And I had done some work through where I was as an analyst with a group called the Applied Research Lab at Penn State. So when we started looking to go somewhere else, we looked up here. And it was a better work-life balance for us, closer to family, all those kinds of things. And what was interesting is when I got up here, I thought I had a really unique story, but I don't. There's a lot of folks who either want to come back to Penn State because they went to school here after doing a career down in DC or other places, or originally from the Pennsylvania area trying to get back to their roots. So there's a lot of people with similar stories.
Yes, we've been hearing that a lot. And I know someone on our staff, Sarah, is also from Penn State. So I know a lot about the research laboratories, but can you explain to our listeners, what is the Applied Research Laboratory? What is your mission?
So we are one of 15 university-affiliated research centers, also known as UARCs, right? And so there's five that are associated with the Navy. We're one of those five. And these research centers that are tied to or a part of a major university and have specific areas where we are subject matter experts for the Navy or the Army or whoever we are affiliated with are called core competencies. So the Applied Research Lab has core competencies in materials and manufacturing technology, in navigation, in communications and signal processing, in undersea systems and weapons, and a couple other areas as well, logistics and some other things. So our mission is really, it's kind of a twin mission, right? We are very mission, very service oriented. We are in support of the DoD, in support of each of the agencies, trying to make sure that the newest, greatest research ideas, capabilities are all brought forward and brought to them to help solve whatever the current problem is. And we also have an education mission, right? So Applied Research Lab at Penn State has been around since 1945, over 75 years. And part of what we do is the education of the next generation. So for all the folks who were there in the 40s and the 50s and the 60s, designing propellers, working on acoustics, doing undersea systems, all of that knowledge gets transferred from generation to generation. And that's part of what we do. So both through teaching, right, to students getting degrees at Penn State, but also within our organization, making sure that that subject matter expertise, that core capability is always there for the Navy when they need it.
Awesome. I love to hear about the history and then the future and giving back and forward and every way in between. So I know that y'all are also doing a little bit of hiring. So what are the top of cleared positions that you're currently hiring for?
So we're actually doing a fair bit of hiring. So there's a number of areas. So we are looking for software engineers and data scientists, cyberspace operators, geospace analysts, image sciences, any kind of engineering or signal processing. We are looking for materials and manufacturing folks in all different areas, but really targeting at the moment materials solutions in extreme environments and materials design and analysis. We are looking for computational fluid dynamic researchers, folks who do high performance computing, any kind of vibration or acoustics engineering. And then we're also looking for systems engineers, right? We build a lot of big things. So we're looking for people to help us break down those requirements, put it back together, electrical engineers, and then modeling and simulation engineers, proposal specialists and contracting folks, and also for IT specialists, sysadmins, network admins, and a CISO, actually.
Love it. Just like a good potpourri of talent there. So are all of those potpourri of positions, are those all in State College?
A lot of them are in State College, but we actually have satellite locations throughout the United States. So we are hiring in San Diego. We have a large footprint in the Reston area and are moving into the National Business Park area as we speak, opening up there this spring and summer. We have a couple folks in Key West and then also out in Keyport, Washington. And then we have another group that is in Freeport, Pennsylvania. So that's near. So Pennsylvania is a big square. So over here in the Pittsburgh area. And then our navigation folks. Our navigation research is in the Philadelphia area. So we're hiring in all those locations.
And for those of you who may not understand what the National Business Park is, that's up in the Fort Meade, Maryland areas. So of course, big question that everyone has these days, are any of the positions remote? Do you have hybrid remote? And how does ARL really approach remote and hybrid work?
We are very much so a blend of basic sciences, right? Like working with our partners on the university side, with actual professors, grad students, asking questions and doing lots of publishing and publications, very unclassified work. We do early applied work and then we do late applied work. So, I mean, our cleared positions, when you are in a SCIF, when you're working on that kind of thing, it's kind of where you need to be. And it's very much so a blend. So you might have a position where you're working two or three projects at one time. Maybe one of them is in the SCIF and the other one's art. Folks end up with hybrid schedules. So we don't have a lot of fully remote positions. You might see those more for our contracting personnel or things of that nature. We do have some software engineers that are full remote, but most of our folks are a hybrid, and we do have some people that are on site all the time. But again, that depends on the particular contract they're on at the moment. One of the exciting things about engineering is you're always like, we have projects, they're 2 or 3 years, and then you move on to the next project or the next new thing. And depending on who that sponsor is or what you work in, you could have a different schedule or a different approach to things. So we work very hard at the Applied Research Lab to strike as much of a work-life balance as we can for all of our folks. It's one of the cool things about living in a small town if you're in the State College area, right? Like I live 8 blocks from work, right? I can walk home for lunch and come back again, right? So there's all those kinds of things that come with that. And so we're always trying to be supportive of that. Obviously, with a clearance, with work you have to do on site, you can't always be fully remote all the time, but we try to be as supportive as we can with hybrid schedules.
Yes, I know that is the big word, the buzzword these days. Is it remote?
That's right.
So thank you for painting a little bit more color and context into what is and what isn't possible there. So I know I joked and said the potpourri of positions, but you really do have a pretty extensive list of different skills and talents that you're looking to fill. So when you kind of think through that list of everything that you're looking for talented folks to come and fill, what would you say is your greatest hiring need?
So probably on the software engineer coding side, I would say our data scientists, software engineers think is the greatest need. You'll see those positions across all four of our technical offices. And then, some IT folks that work in that domain.
So I'm sure I heard a few ears perking up when you said that you live 8 blocks from your office. So put on your tourism hat. Think of, trying to bring people into State College. Tell people why they would want to come be in State College, why it would be a good move for them, and, how they can have a dream commute like you do and go home for lunch.
State College is this incredible mix, right? This sort of juxtaposition of a small town and that small town feel, right? So you can live, I choose to live downtown, right? Because I want to kind of be where it's vibrant, be able to walk to places and do things. But you can be 10, 15 miles away, which again is a 10, 15 minute commute. We don't have the same kind of traffic, maybe on an acre farm or live somewhere a little further out. So you get a lot of different choices. And with that small town though, because Penn State is there, it still brings in a lot of different things. The Bryce Jordan Center is the name of the basketball arena, brings in concerts. Kenny Chesney was here this fall. The Rolling Stones and Elton John and Bruce Springsteen, right? We get really big names that come through because it's a big college town. We have all the college sports. Penn State is a contender across the Big Ten in almost all the sports. We have a very vibrant theater and an arts community. Which is an incredible outdoor arts festival that happens every summer. So you get all the field and all the action and all the things that are happening within a college town, but then you get the work-life balance of being in a small town. And yet at the same time, we're still pretty close to everything else, right? So we're a three-hour drive from Pittsburgh. We're 3 hours from Philly. We're, you know, 3.5 or 4 from D.C. We're 4 to 5 from New York City, right? If you want to get to a big airport, you want to get to places you want to go, you need to go to meetings, those kinds of things. We're right in the mix of all of that, right? So you can be outside and be near mountains. You can go skiing. There's hiking and mountain biking. Like, there's all the things that coming with being further away from a city, along with still a lot of the activity and fun stuff that you want to do.
I think Rachel's going to move there.
I was like, sold.
Come join us.
Love it. Wonderful. So there might be other folks that, like myself, are sold based on just what's available there. But some of them might be coming from different backgrounds. So when we think of that traditional defense kind of contracting role, this might be a little bit different, moving more into that DOD university affiliated type of research center. Can you kind of talk through a little bit about what it's like moving from that traditional contracting role into these type of roles?
Yeah, so it's a much more problem-solving kind of approach to your job, right? So like I said, you know, every 2 or 3 years, you're in a different project, you're trying something new. The space that we live in is about solving, right? It's looking at the capability gaps that sponsors have, right? Folks who are in the job that I used to be in, how can I make their job better? How can I work through that? And so it's very much a bit of a known. You have to be comfortable with that sort of unknown problem solving kind of space, right? But if you are, if that's what, you know, is interesting for you, right? Then, you know, the world's your oyster, right? It's the concept of being able to go in and kind of think through, all right, there's this new cool way to do something, or I have this new material, or I have a new way of building something up. How can I take that and then apply that to the problems that I'm seeing right out there that the warfighter needs, that other folks within the DOD, what gaps do they have? How can I help solve that? So it's very collaborative. It's about a lot of teams, kind of small teams, and then building new and different teams. So you're not always on the same team, right? We do a lot of cross collaboration across our 4 offices because we find that innovation happens at those interfaces. When you put a material scientist in the same room as someone who specializes in antennas and signal processing, suddenly you're printing antennas with graphene on the sides of things, right? Suddenly you're doing new kind of cool, kind of interesting things and really then solving problems and solving gaps. So it's working with a lot of different people and thinking outside the box and seeing what they know and how can you apply it and bring it all together. So it's a very collaborative, very problem-solving, kind of mission-oriented culture in space.
Love it. And so kind of you mentioned the famous other word outside of remote, which is culture. So talk to us just a little bit about kind of the culture and what does that feel like? Maybe some of the benefits. I even heard a rumor, dare I say, that if I were to bring my two-legged children, the four-legged ones might be out, but the two-legged children, that they might even get, a tuition discount.
Absolutely. Mission focused, very service oriented in terms of the DOD sponsors that we work for, solving those problems, working through that. But then there's the educational component. And that plays out in a little different ways. There's a very strong mentorship culture at work, right? So folks, you know, with 25, 30 years of experience teaching what they know and bringing up the next generation of engineers, the next generation of students. We have a lot of folks who teach on campus, teach classes. So you can, you know, work 4 days a week solving problems with the DOD and then spend, you know, part of your Friday afternoon or Tuesday, whatever your class is, right, interacting with college campus students or working with professors on different things. And yes, ARL has the feel of kind of a small company, right? We're about 1,400 people. But benefits-wise, we are all Penn Staters, right? And Penn State is a really big university, and there's a lot of great benefits that come with that. So one of them is tuition discount, right? 75% off for spouses and dependents. And also for yourself, right? If you're looking to get a master's or something else on the side as part of your professional development, that's definitely something we do here. The ability to use the libraries when you're doing research and working through all those kinds of things and the different spaces that we have. First day on the job, we get 3.5 weeks of vacation and 14 federal holidays. That's almost 5-6 weeks, right, of personal time throughout the year, including the university shuts down for an entire week at the end of the calendar year. But it's kind of cool to work for a company where everybody takes a break at the same time, right? And so you come back and your inbox is just empty. So,
wow. I wish that was... I wish I had that. I wish I had that. I know, Rachel, you and the team are heading to Penn State. I hear it already. So, Megan, I understand that many of the contracts that you have are shorter term because we're so used to in the community, you know, 5-year contracts that most of your contracts are 2 years. And you really have this strategy where you try to roll people on. And that sounds like it's a framework to build a career. So can you sort of talk people through how, you know, because most people coming from the defense community would be like, wait a minute, you know, I have to worry about my job within 2 years. I'm going to be rolled off contract. And now with everyone concerned about RIFs and layoffs and stuff like that. So calm everyone's fears. Let them know that when they're at the end of your contract, that you're going to take care of them, but you're also going to build a framework on how to build their career with you.
Absolutely. Right. So it's actually one of the very cool parts I think about working here, right, is we have what are called principal investigators, right? And anyone at the lab can be a principal investigator. And that's someone who goes out, works with sponsors, brings in a contract, gets to work on your thing. So in some ways, you can be a little more in control of what you do. But our framework, right, our business model, we do shorter ones. We do have some 3 or 4 year long kind of projects, but we get a lot of follow on, right? We focus very hard on providing really excellent products for our sponsor. And then the next kind of project comes along, right? So it's research, right? So by definition, you know, once you've worked through something, kind of gotten to a step, you have that sort of deliverable. But there's usually almost always somewhere else you can go, and other things you can on, new applications you can work through. And we're always working through and working on that, right? So we have folks who do that, right? People generally work 2 or so projects at a time, right? So they don't, you know, it's not like all of a sudden 2 years is up and I'm doing a whole brand new thing. You kind of have those staggered and you work through that. I mean, we work very hard to have a very defined, very excellent reputation with our sponsors. And so they are coming back, right? Looking for what other problem can you solve for me? What else can you tackle? How can you move through that, right? So yeah, I mean, we do not go through layoffs or kind of work through, right, letting people go, right, every couple of years when a project ends. It is a cycle. It is something we work on. And it is part of our business rhythm now.
Love it. I know that definitely eased some tummies and some ears for sure. So thank you for just kind of sharing a little bit more into that one. So I know you are great at giving advice. You've already sold me on Pennsylvania. Who knew on all of the goodness there? But do you mind also sharing maybe some advice you would have for the cleared professionals that they should really kind of keep in mind ahead of applying at ARL? And what does your process feel like once they do apply?
ARL is part of Penn State. So when you're applying, you are going to hr.psu.edu. You're going to the main Penn State website, but you can quickly filter down just by typing in applied research lab, and that'll narrow all the jobs down for you. The other thing I'd encourage folks to do is to really look at the job posting, because we are usually looking for specific skills or specific things, right? Depending on what kind of projects we have or the kind of work or things that we're in. So take a look at that. We try really hard to lay out job requisitions such that there's the requirements and then there's the kind of nice to haves, right? So really make sure you help the hiring managers on the other side really see how you meet the requirements. There's usually 4 or 5 bullets and it's clearly laid out, right? So add a little word or two in there to your resume so we know and we can find and we can see how you hit those things. And then when you have some of those other nice to haves, right, point those out, bring those in, kind of make it easy for us to kind of walk through and be like, oh yeah, this person really meets what we're looking for.
Awesome. So Megan, how may our listeners get in touch with your team?
We are on LinkedIn. We have a group of amazing recruiters who are out there on LinkedIn. You can look for the Applied Research Lab at Penn State on LinkedIn. We have an email address, right? arl-jobs@psu.edu. You can find us that way. Or you can look for myself out on LinkedIn.
I love it. And I have so enjoyed getting to meet you today, spend a little time talking about ARL, talking about positions, just talking, Megan. So really appreciate your time and everything you've had to share. And thanks for coming on.
Well, thank you both for having me. Appreciate it very, very much.
The Applied Research Laboratory at Penn State is a unique employer for cleared professionals because they have so many different advantages. One in particular is that they're at Penn State. So if you want to be part of a research educational institution while you're working on big problems and collaborating and creating solutions, I think that that is just a great culture to be part of. Rachel, what did you learn from Megan today?
I learned an awful lot. First of all, I learned a lot about the location, the geography, why it makes so much sense. Sometimes small town living is the right type of living. But I also learned a lot about the importance of considering that whole package when it comes to selecting your career. That, you know, the paycheck is fantastic, but it's really those other benefits. And if 75% off of tuition sounds like something you might be interested in, I highly recommend.
It was so great to have you listen to us today and all the way here to the very end of the podcast. You'd be even nicer if you would follow us on our show so you would definitely not miss our next episode. Share us with your friends, rate us, let everyone know that we are here to help you on your security cleared job search. Bye-bye.